Tuesday night Bar Halacha in Chavis Haldovas, or Lezayin Tishrei.
So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that before Yom Kippur, one should ask Mechila from anyone that he or she may have hurt verbally, either hurtful remark, which happens much more often than we care to realize, Lashon Hara, Rechilos, and of course if money is owed, you have to rectify and see to it that you don't owe it in a way that the person has tfius on you, tainus on you. That Erev Yom Kippur, you know, you do it because you want to go into Yom Kippur Lefnei Hashem Titaru, and Aver Shebenadam Lachavero, you need pius, you need mechila, you need vitor, mechila, etc. from the person that you wronged. You shouldn't wait till Erev Yom Kippur, but maybe it's a good idea to, if you are not sure if the person will be meichel you. So Erev Yom Kippur, everybody's in a very forgiving mood. The din is supposed to be meichel, a specific din, talking to the wrong party that he should be meichel, but certainly that happens as a matter of course on Erev Yom Kippur. You shouldn't make a joke out of it. Okay, it's on the Geya. I hope it's on the Geya to adults, but you know, in yeshivas and this, it becomes sort of like a not a serious thing, but it is a serious thing. It's ideal, it's preferable to specify how you wronged the person, but the Mishnah Berurah says if you think that will be counterproductive, then you should just ask Mechila in a general way. Okay, Chavis Halvavis, Rinshara Precious, and he's talking about acts of Precious from Dvarim Hamutarim, and we're in the middle of he's saying the first thing to practice Precious on, Ba'ofen, you know, Ba'poyel, Mamish, is talking. He says, Ashatiya Tnua Sakoved, Shetaschot Chil Barisum Lashoncha, your tongue and your mouth, your lips, the chasimus vasecha, keeping your lips shut. The linog beprecious bediber harmoni, being noig beprecious from stomp talk, talking about dvorim hamutarim. But if it's not Torah and it's not a tzorech, so that should be your first agenda to practice precious on, first on the list. Achetia, to the point where tenuas hakovid biyoser bevarecha, the most difficult thing that it is for you to do with your Evarim, maybe to run or to climb a mountain or to whatever is the most difficult thing for you to do with your other Evarim should be Kala Alecha, should be easier mit Tnuas Lashoncha. You should feel like there's 100-pound weight on your tongue, and every time you want to talk it takes a tremendous effort. That's how you should think of it, and that's how, and therefore you'll stop before you talk and you'll think, because it's a very big burden. So anything should be considered in your eyes easier to do mitnuas lashonecha than talking. Lufisha haloshem kal lachto mikol ha'ivarim, it's the easiest to sin with the mouth, with talking. V'rav avono, and more averus with the tongue. We just talked about lashon hara rechila certainly, but even on os dvarim sheker or os dvarim, it's very very prevalent and it's easy to do. It just rolls off the tongue. You don't even think that you're doing something kimat. Machmas kaluso, because it's so easy to talk. Umihirus tenuaso, but kalus shleimus pulaso. It's a very, very dangerous weapon. You can accomplish a lot of good and a lot of evil with the tongue, with talking. That's it. Just talking, saying the wrong word or the right word at the wrong time, at the right time. You can accomplish a lot of good. If you think about your day, he'll soon give even more practical mashalim. But you can accomplish anything you do. So someone wants to do something, you talk them out of it. Someone asks you for advice. Someone, you want to rectify a wrong. You want to stop someone from doing something. The mouth talking really is an extremely powerful weapon, says the Chavis Alvavus, and you have to limit your usage because it's so easy to do evil with it. Ulafikach achi, my brother, chayavat alidog l'rasno, because it's so easy to use and it's so dangerous, you have to put a halter on it. You have to put a muzzle on. You have to gain the upper hand, that you're shalit on your mouth and not vice versa. Don't allow yourself to talk. This is like, I guess, ultimately, this is what you're working on. What you need to for Torah, or what you mamish need to get by and to do things that you have to do. And refrain from anything more as much as possible. Again, we had that lashon previously. The Chachamim is being practical. He's saying as much as possible, as much as you're able to. Ulay tinotzel min hazakov. Maybe you'll be able to save yourself from the damage that it could do. Okay.